Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar, the altar of prophetic interventions. Wake up to this altar and do this prayer first thing before you do any other thing, either personally or with your family. Listen to Turning Point audio, be responding with amen and receive it as I pray. Engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Then, read the day's Bible study portion from our daily devotional booklet, also authored by me. If you subscribe online with a token, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you are just joining us, if you have not done so before. Welcome also to Wednesday, July 24, 2024. As usual, open your hand and your heart to receive what God has sent and be responding with amen, I receive it. Today marks the beginning of a new you. God's presence shall be strong on you this day more than ever before. I'm hearing it's a new season. It's a new season. Listeners, I prophesy, it's a new season in your life. It's a new season in your home and family. It's a new season on your job. A new season in your marriage. A new season of good news, season of divine turnaround, season of rejoicing and celebration. Yes, I see celebration on someone, coming on your life, coming on your family. Raise your phone a bit as I say this. Within the next 48 hours, congratulatory messages shall flood your phone. People from far and near will call to congratulate you. Say amen. I'm hearing, pray and break the spell. Yes, I prophesy. Everyone listening to me, and you are under a spell. Your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, or your loved ones, under a spell, hypnotized and being manipulated by a force, a demonic force, doing things, saying things, behaving anyhow, living an abnormal life. If you have their photographs, hold it, or any of their things around you, hold it. And if it is you, put your mantle on your head. And let me pray. I prophesy, the power of spell is hereby broken. Everyone under the spell, under diabolical spiritual manipulation, be delivered now. Be set free now. In the name of Jesus, demonic forces and powers over anyone, be broken by the power of God. Be consumed by the fire of God. Be consumed by fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Set them free. I speak to everyone's life. Regain your mind. Regain yourself. You are set free in Jesus' name. Yes, you are free. Spell destroyed forever. Everyone that has some important assignment to carry out today, put your hand on your chest and let me pray for you. You will succeed in that assignment, in that journey and that program. You shall not be disappointed. It shall turn out to be better than you even imagined in Jesus' name. Yes, send your testimonies after and let us know and remit your thanksgiving seed. Each time you appreciate God for what he has done, you commit him to do more. So do so, and God will be doing more. July 24th, celebrant. Your prayers, may God bless your bad day. May you celebrate July 24th yearly in joy, good health, and prosperity. May people bless you and keep blessing you for your bad day. Say amen. Listeners, welcome to the third day of personal, intense, and fervent prayers. James chapter 5 verse 16 says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man or woman availeth much, or is mighty in his manifestation. This is personal prayers. So pray it well. First prayer today is from Acts chapter 16 verse 26, and it reads, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons was shaken, And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Ah, so many prayer points in this singular Bible verse. Let's pray it like this. Say, oh Lord my God, give me a sudden miracle today. Turn my situations around suddenly. Let my miracle doors open suddenly. My new job door open. My huge stage door open. My marriage door open. My traveling and relocation door open. My visa and citizenship door open. My business door open. My progress door open. Open for my children and open for my family. I prophesy to the foundations of my challenges and the troubles of my life. Be destroyed. Foundation of evil families I'm coming from. Foundations troubling my life. Be set on fire. All invisible chains holding me down, slowing down my progress, be broken today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now lift up your hand and declare, I am set free. Yes, say it again. I am set free. Yes, you are totally free. Next prayer is from Romans chapter 6 verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under the grace. This is prayer against besetting sin. Prayer asking God to forgive us our sins. Put your right hand on your chest. Oh yes. And pray this prayer sincerely. Say, I repent of all my sins, all the sins of commission and omission. All I'm delivered by from you in Jesus' name. I'm delivered from all besetting sin of my life. Today is your end. Power and forces of sin be broken over my life, be destroyed over my children's life. I receive power to live a holy life, to live a righteous life, free of sin. No power of sin will overcome me anymore. I am free. I am free. I am free in Jesus' name. Yes, you are. Receive power to live a godlike life. Next prayer, we are praying it from Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 6. And it reads, for the Lord thy God will bless you as he promised, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. Let's pray with this Bible verse. Let's pray this way. O Lord, let your promised blessings be all over me. I am blessed going out. I am blessed coming in. I receive the fulfillment of God's proposed blessings on every area of my life. I stand in the gap for my children and my loved ones. You shall be overwhelmed with God's miracles and blessings. I shall not borrow. I will flourish and blossom. No scarcity, dryness, or emptiness in my life anymore. I shall rule and reign over my territory. I shall lend to nations, and I will not borrow. I receive the mantle of abundant supply in everything. Oh, your word is true. I hold on to it. I rejoice and I thank God in advance for the manifestation of these prayers in Jesus' name. Say amen. I agree with you. So shall it be. God shall answer your prayers and glorify his own himself through your life. Say amen. I receive it. Watch out. Your life will never be the same again. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. As I announced yesterday, today is the prayer mountain service in our Abuja Center, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. TPDF members and listeners of Turning Point, be around today in Abuja. Be there. Telephone numbers for more inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue Junction. This week, our prayer mountain focus is, Lord, I need a change of life. Give me a change of levels. Come to be taught, come to be prayed for, come to be anointed. For a change in level, it will change your life. It works wonders. Same two services we hold on Thursday at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo centers, all Turning Point listeners in all these centers, locate it and be there. Telephone numbers to call for more information, 0806-478-8392. The program shall be live streamed on Thursday. Join from wherever you are. This week is our COG, Celebration of Grace Week, marking my birthday. All TPGF members and listeners all over Ibadan, join us from tomorrow, Thursday, July 25, from 5 p.m. at Dominion City, Ibadan. On Friday, July 26, it shall be all day, morning, afternoon, evening. Saturday, it will be a single service early morning, 7 a.m., in partitional service. On Sunday, 8 a.m., combined service at Dominion City. All others, join us online via our YouTube and Facebook platforms. It shall be live streamed to all over the world. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. I say this intentionally every day to build the tithing and sowing culture into our lives. We need to be a seed sower. Tithing and sowing seed, our covenant part with God as long as we live, also include connection to Grace Seed, which we are doing this month. Seed 69,000 naira, 6,900 naira, 10,690, 5,690, anything plus 690 or 69. Be faithful. Do it by faith, all in diaspora. Do according to what God lays in your heart, using our PayPal, our detail to do so. There is power when you connect to the grace of the man that God set over your life. It means whatever is flowing to him will flow to you. This is, however, voluntary. Nobody is under force or coercion. Anything you do for God and you frown and complain has no benefit. So do it with joy, with faith. And if you want us to send you the commission's account, including the PayPal detail, to do your regular tithing and seed sowing and this particular one, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. Never send money to personal accounts. Block those ones. They are not us. I pray for everyone's life today. You will flourish. You will blossom. The grace of God on my life will flow to your life as well. Power of God will surround you. Angels in form of men, men in form of angels will help you to where you are going. You will never fail, neither will you fall. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God raised me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.